Do you know, Tom, as you're looking through these case files, talking to the survivors, talking to the eyewitnesses, obviously, as you said, all of the original eyewitnesses are gone. Even their children are now passing away. Was there any common thread? Did we see high levels of cancer from the people that were boots on the ground, that were dealing with the wreckage? Any of that? I know that's been a bunch of theory as well.
Well, we have learned that several people have said there's, you know, because they did have atomic bombs on the base. You know, that was the mission of the 509th Bomb Group, was to drop atomic bombs in time of war. They did so in World War II on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And in 1946, Operation Crossroads, there was two more atomic bombs. The 509th Bomb Group exists today at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. Their mission is the same in time of war, to drop atomic devices. So, but we have heard over the years of a high incidence of cancer in Roswell. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, so all I can do is tell you that's what we've heard. And I do have one other point. I tried to alert the citizens of Roswell about this. One of the witnesses who was out at the crash site gathering up the stuff and putting them in bags, he was also involved in Operation Crossroads. And he says, outside the perimeter of the base, and he took me out there, he said, along this western side of the base, that's where they dumped a lot of the wreckage that was involved in the atomic tests. He says, the citizens of Roswell don't know that, but that's where he showed me where they put it, along trench, along one of the outside the fence line. So I tried to bring that, and nobody was interested. So I did warn, I did say, folks, you want to check that area outside this side of the fence, take a Geiger counter out there or something to see right. if my source is telling the truth. Nothing. So, but yes, there has been the claim of accelerated cases or beyond the norm of right. cancer. Julie Schuster, the former director of the museum there, died of cancer. Her father was Walter Hout, the public information officer at the base in 1947. Julie Schuster, whom we knew well, she was the director of the museum there for years, died of cancer. So that's all I can attest to, Dave, because our mandate was to find as many witnesses as we could find before they passed away. And so, like I said, we found hundreds.